here we go again, another podcast from CheapWineFinder.com. It's me, Domain Dave, again. Like always, we wrote this one up on the CheapWineFinder.com website, our review. There's always links and stuff to there, too, like the wineries and stuff. So if you go to that, you can find out a little bit more information than what I have for you. I tell you what I think is important, but sometimes people are looking for something different. And this is a Trader Joe's wine, but this is a wine that I had a little bit of trouble getting my head around. And typically speaking, that does not happen for value-priced wines. And I'm kind of happy about that because I kind of, you know, have value-priced wines kind of figured out. And when I got one that I, like, do I love it, do I hate it, I don't know, let me take another sip kind of wine, that's good. So before I go too much more, I'll tell you what the wine is. It's a Trader Joe's. It's Amuse-Bouche Patnat 2020. Amuse-Bouche is French for a little appetizer, a little something special, you know, a little bitty, you know, little thing extra for you. And a Patnat is Petulant Naturel. It is a way of making bubbly. It's an old way of making bubbly, which I'm pretty sure goes before they made champagne. And what this is they crush the grapes, they ferment the grapes, and before the wine is actually fully fermented, they bottle it. Put a top on it. Oh, and by the way, this is a 1972 Coke bottle top. If you like threw away that bottle top opener that's been in your drawer forever, you might want to fish it out of the garbage because you're going to need it for this wine. And that's it. I mean, they don't add yeast. They don't add sugar. Champagne, traditional method. Prosecco, the Charmat method. They ferment the wine once, they age a little bit, and then they ferment it a second time. Both ones have different processes. Let me take a sip here. Both have different processes, and this one, nothing. They don't filter the wine. It's a little bit cloudy. I mean, once they press the grapes and start fermenting it, that's it. It goes into the bottle, and then when it's done after a certain amount of time, this is 2022, doesn't take all that long. It's got some bubbles. It's more of a fizz than a full tilt champagne bubbly. Champagnes are like 6 to 7 atmospheres. Prosecco is like 3.5 atmospheres. And this one's just a little nice little fizz to it. The bubbles are, they don't last forever, but they're nice when they start up. The grapes used, I don't know. Who made it is a legitimate natural wine producer from the Languedoc. It's Pierre and Antoninin, who make, they have a couple of pet nats out there, and they both sell them a $20 to $25 range. So this $11.99 one made by them, I don't know if this is just excess of one of those two, or this is something they made especially for Trader Joe's. According to what I can find out, one of their pet nats is made with Chardonnay, and the other one's made with it's like Solander Gris, a fairly recent wine, and I probably butchered that name, from 1983, and that one is a very hearty, disease-ridden, it's immune to diseases, it's immune to a lot of different things, so they don't have to do a thing. They just pick the grapes, crush it, bottle it, boom, and it's off, and there you go. And they don't taste like anything I've had before or can remember. I'm going to take a sip and we'll talk about the flavor, because that's the one thing, and the nose, unique. And I'm not complaining about that at all, because when you do 3 of these wines a week, sometimes it's the same old, same old, same old, and you start, small differences start to mean a lot. This one's got big differences. You ever have those honey lemon cough drops? I get a little bit of that here, and I get some herbs too. I get some apple juice. I get a little melon. It's a cloudy wine. It hasn't been filtered, so you're going to get a lot of... Most wines are filtered. This one's not. And there's things in the wine that add flavor. and the filtering takes them out, they're still here. It's a little more yeasty than I expected because, you know, they actually add yeast to both champagne and Prosecco. They don't add yeast to this, but I guess some of the dead yeast is still floating around in here, so you get a little bit of that. I don't know that. I'm not a pet nat connoisseur. That's my impression of drinking it. And actually, it is growing at me. Do I love it? Do I hate it? I'm starting to think I'm starting to like it a lot. And it's got a different mouthfeel. It's got nice acidity. It's got a flavors that I can't pick out all the time. I'm trying to go, you know, I already went for cough drops. And it's a lower alcohol. This was 12.5. Usually it's also called ancestral wines. And for a long time, it was like the bridal wine. It was given to the bride and groom at wedding ceremonies when they get all these different toasts. Everybody's giving toasts. And rather than have them getting Oblato from champagne, these are a little bit easier to handle because there's lower alcohol. This is 12.5, not too much off of what champagne is. So it's got a little riper of whatever it's going on. But ancestral wine's like been around forever, and it's something you can find. But since it's pet nat, since they changed the name, since they made it cool, you can start to find it. And if you're looking for a natural wine, you're looking for a wine with natural bubbles, and you're looking for one that's like a penny less than $12, and you want to try to find it, it's not going to be the same old, same old. It just ain't going to be that. It's going to be something unique and something different, and you're going to have a non-filtered wine. That's going to be weird. It's going to be a wine that's got bubbles that's only been fermented once. That's going to be weird. It's got I don't think this is the Chardonnay one. I think it's the other one. That's going to be weird. So, but I'm all about weird, so that's fine with me. So this is pretty good. This is the Amuse Bouche, and I actually looked up how to pronounce it. From Trader Joe's, $11.99, a pet nap in 2022. So you want to be one of the cool kids and drink pet nap natural wines. They don't add sulfites, they don't add yeast, they don't add sugar. So that's it for me, Domaine Dave, from Trader Joe's, from cheapwinefighter.com. Sometimes we're from Trader Joe's. So that's it for me. We got more wines coming up. It's still the summer doldrums, so we'll have more coming. Adios, keep it cheap, and I'll be talking to you. Bye-bye.